Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Saturday at the Rock Memorial Stadium, the Indiana Hoosiers pitched their first shutout since 1993, a 10-0 victory over Michigan State. This week's opponent was Charleston Southern. A little bit different, sure, but still, 25 years or so since their last shutout, there's something to be taken from that. The defense played great. Charleston Southern did not complete a pass, only had 134 yards of total offense. In this game, everybody was curious about how freshman Peyton Ramsey would handle the keys to the car. The redshirt freshman from Cincinnati came out in the first half throwing the football, 25 of 30. Took what the defense gave him in half number one, ended up with over 300 yards passing. That's the first freshman to do so since Kellen Lewis back in 2006. He hooked up with his freshman scout team player from last year, Taysir Mack. Mack is a redshirt freshman as well. He caught seven passes for 111 yards in his first two collegiate touchdowns. Mack, he is the first freshman to go over 100 yards since 2008. So a pair of redshirt freshmen leading Tom Allen's crew to a 27-0 victory. On the defensive side, Tigray Scales was all over the place. Mike Barwick Jr. also had a good game, along with Jacob Robinson on that defensive front that held Charleston Southern to just 134 total yards. Different opponent, different conference. It's homecoming on Saturday. It's the Michigan Wolverines. They fell 14-10 to their rivals Michigan State on Saturday night at the Big House on their home turf. Indiana's played Michigan tough the last few years. We'll see if they can finally break through and get into the win column. Haven't beaten the Wolverines since 1987. In the zone, 6-7 tonight. In the red zone, 7-7:45 as we take you into Monday Night Football. The Vikings at the Bears kick off on our airwaves at 8:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscock.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A big weekend of high school results. The Bloomington South Panthers are boys sectional soccer champions. Alex Fox bagged two goals, one in the first 12 minutes, the second one just 6 minutes into half number two. And Kevin Sparks Panthers are champions for the sixth consecutive year. Giovanni Alisea had to make a big save. He had two big ones on the night. And the Panthers cruise through to the Seymour Regional next Saturday, where they'll take on Columbus East, who they drew just a couple weeks ago. That's the noon game on Saturday. North Cross Country won the boys and girls sectional for the first time since 2006 together. It's the girls' third straight championship and the boys' first since 2014. The two city teams were separated by only 3 total points, and in the girls' race, only 13 points split the two sides. The individual race winners came from Edgewood. And Alyssa Crane won by a whopping 37 seconds over Grace Williams from Bloomington North. Todora Galuska from South was third. Abby Armstrong and Maya Haggerty from North went 4-5. Madison McMullen, 6th from South. Quinn Wilson was 7th. Sarah Foster from Edgewood was 8th. Katrina Tan from South was 9th. And Alexa Gebhardt rounding out the top 10 from Bloomington North. Austin Haskett continued his dominant 2017, winning comfortably in the boys' race. Drew Warren, he was 33 seconds behind Haskett. Teammate Isaiah Hollers crossed the line just behind him. North goes 2-3. South led by Cody Pullen. He was 4th. Teammate Ian Shaw, 5th. And other teammate Will Zinkin, 6th. Paul Rushton was 7th from North. Jack Gillard, 8th from South. Jake Talbert and Ben Iovino rounded out the top 10, both from North. North, South, and Edgewood will all advance to the Bedford Regional next Saturday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscock.